Scooty skedaddle, my dogs, we're back. I can see Jody, he's tanning in Texas, but over the weekend, it was probably better in the Netherlands than it was in Texas, what I've seen from videos.
But California, mate.
California, but keep in mind, it was pretty shit in the Netherlands as well. I was life in
what
Cali.
What was it in the Netherlands then?
Oh.
What temperature?
Between 7 and 10 degrees and pissing rain.
Not much different, right? But the thing is, you would have had your winter kit, and I was just stuck with like summer slash like some spring weather kit, I guess you could say, because I wasn't banking on coming to California and being out riding in like a complete like storm. Like it was horrendous. Like the last 2 days, I didn't ride on Saturday, but yesterday it was chucking it down. We started off and it was sunny, so I thought, okay, might have just missed this because it had been chucking it down all day. Went out, and then within about 30 minutes, it was absolutely nailing it, like horrific. And then you know what the trucks are like, mate, they come flying past you.
Mm-hmm. Were you shivering from the cold?
Yeah, I was. I said to John, I'm going, if it's raining like this, I'm turning back. I'm going to go out tomorrow because I knew it was going to be a nice day. Like, as you can see here,
yeah,
it's like nice blue sky now.
But you still did something like 100K.
Still did 100K, mate, yeah. It was on and off, like the rain. So your motivation was constantly changing. Good, bad, good, bad. Cold, not so cold. But actually felt all right. And the route, what we were riding on, was absolutely brilliant, mate, for TC efforts. Like, yeah. A fast stick along, like, a main road to start off with for 7.5Ks. Then you took a right, bit of a downhill, and then you hit, like, just under 3 kilometre climb at, like, 7% gradient to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then the downhill route back was like an easy bit to the start to doing another effort, and that was about 15 minutes, and you had like a fast 2.5-3 kilometer descent, and then gradually downhill, like probably 1-2% to the start.
Would you say the US is better for riding than, for example, the Pyrenees or whatever, like just two turns?
Oh, no, not better than the Pyrenees, but it's pretty, that was a good little loop, that was a solid loop.
How close are you to Oceanside now?
I'm in Oceanside, mate.
Oh. Have you already seen other big dogs?
The only big dog I've seen, mate, is John Fellwell. Like, he's the only one that I've seen roaming around.
The electrician from the Wirral.
The electrician from the Wirral. He's been let off his leash, and he was flying. Came out with it yesterday that he'd been averaging 23 Ks a week in the pool for the last 7 weeks swimming. I thought he was having me on at first. I thought, bloody hell. Like, no wonder why he's improved.
But fucking hell, I can't. So he's trading like, what you'd say, like 25 to 30 hours a week and having a full-time job?
Yeah.
And he's got a family?
Double threshold sessions on a Tuesday running, double threshold bike sessions on a Friday.
And he's got a family.
And he's got a family.
I mean, something here is...
something's not right.
It's either the family or the work. If he's like training well, it's just one of the two of the others. You can't nail everything. But hopefully he's absolutely flying on race day. But that is crazy. I mean, with a job, that is quite amazing. If you
I don't know how he's done it.
No. Yeah. I'm tired thinking about it. 23 Ks a week.
My arms are heavy.
So what are the highs and lows then for this week?
Mate, I got stung by this horrible wasp yesterday, a couple of days ago. Like, I left my clothes in a case in the garage, my sports stuff. I went to pick a cycling top up, picked it up, and a wasp had, like, bloody made some kind of nest there. And this wasp was like it was on flipping steroids, mate. It wasn't like the wasps we get back in England and Holland, mate. It was, like, 3 times the size. And it's like, I saw his... The thing, what he stung me with, is like stinger. It was like stuck in my hand, in my finger. I had to pull it out. My finger's like swollen up so much, I could barely get the ring off. I had to put like soap on
everything. Everything in the US is a bit obese, isn't it? Do you reckon because these wasps, they go around the McDonald's and everything because there's so much of these fast food restaurants that they...
When you eat a lot of sugar, it all goes in the blood, doesn't it? Spikes your blood sugar, they say, don't you?
Yeah.
So he's probably, I don't know, is he... Well, no, saying that, he doesn't get, it's not a mosquito, is he? I don't know. Everything's bigger in the US. I dread to think what the mosquito.
But they like
the mosquitoes are pretty diabetic, mate.
Wasps like sugar as well, like a bit of sugar. So they probably go on all the Coke and all that, like the Coke and the Pepsi, yeah, the ice waffles. Cream, waffles.
You see them all gathered outside Wendy's, mate, when you go past all the wasps.
Yeah.
Hospitals are full of like mosquitoes that have got diabetes. Flipping nuts out here, mate.
So that's the only low, the weather and the wasp. And what's the high then?
Oh, well, it's the fact that it's actually sunny and warm today, and it had been the first 2 days, was definitely a high. We've got a nice place, a decent-sized garden here where we are, nice and open plan. Yeah, and it's good to get away for a bit, so that's definitely a high. Looking forward to racing as well. And don't you find that when you swim abroad and you go to these places, swimming in an open-air pool is so much nicer, isn't it? Don't you think, than like the dungeons we get back in Holland and UK?
Well, surprise, but the mozzarella doesn't like an open air pool because he's gonna burn his back. So I always, whenever I'm going to a country like that, I always need to find my times, and I don't like swimming in the morning, so it's always going to be swimming in the afternoon, but like this late, like a nighthawk swim, because otherwise I've got my back burnt. And you know what happens when I've got a burnt back? Then I can't ride. You can't put the bibs on. I mean, I haven't had it, but I'm so scarred from my youth. I've had these.
Really?
Yeah, it was flipping grim back then. So I don't really do a lot of swimming in the sun, no.
So the moz is like looking, searching for the closed pools.
But the cool thing is, whenever everyone's swimming in the outdoor pools in the US, the indoor pools are like very quiet. So I can have my own little lane.
What's your highs then and lows?
Well, I've got one low, but that low turned into a high. You've probably seen it already. So like a week ago, I had to do this session on the turbo. And my flipping indoor trainer died, Joe. And it was the indoor trainer with the 20 bonus watts. Now, everyone knows an indoor trainer with bonus watts are pretty flipping rare. So my indoor trainer died. And I thought like, oh my God. You know, this is, we're going back to reality. But then I had this Wahoo kicker. I don't know. It's like 2 years old, brand new, never used it. I installed it. I started riding at it. I was doing VO2 effort at 600 watts, mate. That thing is overheating 150 watts. And I can't even calibrate the freaking thing. So I tried to calibrate it. I don't know. It's like the newest Wahoo versions. They've got automatic calibration or something, auto calibration. So you can't do a spin down or whatever. Or if someone knows how to do it, tell me. But literally every time I hop on Zwift, even if it's an easy ride, I get all the jerseys, KOMs. I'm absolutely flipping flying, mate. I reckon I should be racing with that thing.
Yeah, you'd have to send that to the Zwift Academy, mate. You'll be they'll pick you up. You'll be on the training camp with Vanderpool and all them.
Yeah, literally.
And then you'll go on the climb, and they'll be like, "I thought you said this guy could do 600 watts for 5 minutes." Like,
yeah, yeah, but I'm overtrained.
But travel's got me. My legs are a bit heavy at the moment. Just wait until tomorrow.
But I've got another little low, mate. So this morning, as a proper influencer, I had to think of a new YouTube video, of course. So I thought, wow, the classic what I eat in a day, right? But I was away for like 4 days, so I didn't have anything really in my house. So I had to think of some stuff. So I've got oat for breakfast. So I had breakfast, but I then did like a long ride, and I came back from my ride, and I would have something like avocado with scrambled eggs, whatever, you know the drill. But as I was making the eggs, I was looking at the bread that I was like showing, and it was like full of mold. So it's like, well, what
a new triathlete has eats in a day, and they're like, oh, why is the bread moldy? And like, it's cheaper if you just if you buy the ones that are close to the date. The only downside after 3 days, it's got mold,
and it's part of the gut training routine. But anyway. So I had to throw the stuff away, and the only thing I had in the house was like a pizza. So It ended up being a bit different than it should have been. But yeah, you got to keep it real, you know. If you started the video, you can't pull the turd, you know. If the turd's going, you got to let it loose. So keeping it real. But yeah, I didn't have any food for the day. I did like a 3.5 hour ride in the morning, and then I backed it off with like a pizza. I took a 2 hour nap. I was so tired from the weekend. just did like a nice 3K swim, and then I'm off for like an hour running a bit, a night hockey.
What time is it then? What time will you be running? It looks sunny where you are in the background. Is it sunny out there now?
Well, not sunny. That's one of my, that's the reflection of the light. It's cloudy, but it was a little bit sunny in the afternoon.
What time is it?
8 p.m.
And it's not dark yet?
Nope.
That's been heck, mate. You can barely even call it a nighthawk now.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Your nighthawk's going to be like 9, 10, like 10 p.m.
I know, nighthawk's going to change till like you can't call it a nighthawk if it's not dark. So, but it's 8 p.m. now. The sun's going down in like 30 minutes. We'll be finished the podcast. I'll have some more food and then I'm going out for a nighthawk at 9.
Just to keep it real, keeping the nighthawks up.
Keeping the nighthawk real. Anyway, let's head over to the main bit. You have got the race week coming up. It's Monday, right? So Saturday or Sunday is the race?
The race is on Saturday. So basically, this is the equivalent of a Tuesday on a normal race week.
All right. So first, the most important bit. Will there be a beer mile after the race?
I'm not going to do a beer mile after this one because only a 70.3, so it's not even like a proper proper deal, is it?
Yeah,
but after Texas.
Just to put the rules out there. So no beer mile. So it's not a real race. It's just like a Mickey Mouse race this weekend. 80 pros on the start list. Very stacked.
70.3, mate. Why they call it a half Ironman? Because it's like halfway to being the real deal. But it's like, you know, when you're at school or something, you do something, you like nearly do well, and the teacher would be like, "Oh, well done! You know, you're getting there. You're almost there." It's like next year you can take on the higher tier paper, or you can do the proper thing. You know,
yeah.
But that's a good start.
Exactly, and yeah, no beer miles for the Mickey Mouse race. But how are you feeling going into this race? So I saw one of your latest YouTube videos, and you had this new power meter, and it was like reading very low. How does that make you feel?
Well, it reads, I wouldn't say it reads really low because I have tested it compared to another one. So I think my legs were just pretty a bit fucked that day. but definitely. But it reads lower. But like, I mean, to be honest, like, it doesn't really matter, does it? Like, it's all about the speed you go, isn't it?
It does matter a little bit. It is cool to shout big numbers.
Psychologically, it is a bit of a low. But then yesterday when I was doing it, I was doing the TC efforts and I was holding like 355 watts on it for 20 minutes and I was like, flipping egg. From when I tested it, that would be like 375 on the other one. So I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel pretty decent. I'd say I have some days where I feel awesome in any of the individual sports and then some days where I feel like not that great. So it's like, but if I took my best days that I've had in the last, like, say, 6 weeks of swimming, biking and running and I felt like that on race day, then I'd be pretty confident I could do a really good race.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you have one of them days, like, and you you turn up on race day.
I know what you mean, man, because when I started off again in January with the training, I would say my swim was the one I felt most confident about in January and February, and then since then it has let me down. And then with regards to the bike, I don't know. I've just been feeling so shit on the bike. Like I feel tired 9 out of 10 times on the bike. So I reckon I just need to do more base stuff instead of like hard intervals.
Have you been doing a lot of strength and conditioning?
Not really. Like once a week.
Because I've been absolutely nailing it like 2 times, sometimes 3 times in a week. So I wasn't really feeling that great on the bike. But then the last, say, week, 10 days, I've not done hardly any really, and since then now my legs feel fantastic on the bike, like so powerful. And I think I had, because I'd been doing all the weights and stuff, I'd obviously been getting the gains, but I'd been feeling a bit fatigued, so mm-hmm. I hadn't really been seeing it on the bike, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because I've like eased it off, and I guess like you're recovering from it and you're able to absorb all that, now my bike power feels like fantastic, like, and I'm like, oh, actually I am actually biking really well. Like I didn't think I was biking as well as that, but I think that was just because, you know, I was doing some really hard sessions in the gym and that was obviously taking a bit to recover. Because obviously if you're doing like 2 or 3 of them a week, it's almost like you're doing it nearly every other day, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that seems like it's made a big difference. But at the time I was thinking, God, my bike's the one that I'm most worried about. But actually it feels feels pretty good.
Yeah, I'm. I still got 7 weeks till my first race, 6 weeks, and yeah, I'm just going to try and ride like 15 hours a week, 14 hours a week, and hopefully it's going to come back a bit quicker. But the running at the moment is actually feeling quite all right. Do you know something that I thought I was never able to do? Getting a really, really low heart rate while running. So to put this into perspective, I've never really been consistent with my running. It was always on and off, you know, a week 50K, and then it was 12K, and then it was 50, and then it was like 5K, because I just didn't really like running solo, and I just did like a shitload of cycling when I lived in The Hague. But now in Amsterdam, I'm since January, when I started again, very consistent. So every week, like 50 to 60Ks of running and intervals. And I did like this run over the weekend on Saturday. And the first 5Ks, my heart rate was 119, 117, something like that, to 120, which for me is really low. So I thought, in the past, I always thought like it immediately drifts to around like 130. And I could see other runners, for example, you having a really low heart rate. And I thought like, well, it's probably just me that can't do that. But now I can see like it's slowly also paying off in the run.
So you're confident?
I'm getting more confident with the running. I mean, it's not like I'm going to run a 250 off the bike now. I need some more, but I would say the basics are great. So need a couple of
Look
more
Look at
weeks.
This for service, mate. Oh, Johnny Felwell just brought me a cup of coffee, mate. Oh, you don't get service like that at home. He can come on training camps more often, can't he? And to races, can't he? If I, like doing a podcast, getting a coffee brought to me. This is living the life. I feel like I'm like the king.
But the coffee in America isn't that great, is it? If you've got a rocket.
You know what I've gone for? Am I? Would you say this is proper coffee or not? Because I think in my head it's not proper coffee, but it does taste good though. You know them like things that they have in America where I don't even know what you'd call it. Like you put the coffee in a filter thing and then the water goes into it and it goes into a big glass bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
like
what I mean?
A drip coffee.
Yeah, like that. We've been having the flavoured ones. So this one's a black coffee, but it's caramel macchiato flavour. Is that a coffee or not?
Oh my God, that is not a coffee. That's more like a tea. That is not a coffee.
Yeah, it is actually probably more like a tea, actually, yeah. Come to think of it. Like, it's a better coffee. You just don't get that at home, do you? But we're in America, mate. Land of hope and dreams.
Gotta live the dream.
John, I can see John next to me. He's even eating a blueberry muffin with it. Like that's living the life in America, isn't it? You know, we've got the muffins, we've got the cookies, you know. Like Walmart wasn't ready for us.
Yeah, man. I would say I miss the weather, man. I haven't seen any sun since ages. Like I could see the sun out there and
Don't worry, mate. You'll just get burnt if you see it.
Yeah,
it's all hype. It's all hype. Just stick to the clouds. You'll be fine then.
Hey, who won? If we're going to, shall we pick the start list for Oceanside real quick? So you can name some of the big dogs that you think are one of the chance makers for the win.
All right. So who do you think? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen. Yeah, I've seen it on Instagram, but I'm quickly going.
I can say Yellow Gaines is meant to be one of the favourites, but we have a tri suit that I'm supposed to be given to him at the moment out here, so he ain't going to be racing anything at the moment.
I must say,
Arabella's got his race suit, and like might have some blueberries, raspberries on it. Like if you see stains on it, I'm sorry, but Arabella took a liking to that.
I would say, looking at the list, what we're going for, top five or top three for the win?
What do you mean? Like top, what, pick top three? Do you mean three people that you think could win it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say pick three people. I'd say, for me, I would say the top three favourites who I would say probably on there would be Yo Gaines, definitely one. Sam Long, after his other one. And then third one would be, I don't know, there's quite a few people. Potentially Lionel, I don't know. Like, he's normally so good at the 70.3s, but just no idea how good he's going at the moment. But there's quite a few people, other people who I could pick between for that. What about you?
Yeah, well, I was going to go for Lionel, Sam, and Yo Gaines. But the thing is, it all depends. I mean, racing in America normally is quite fair. But if the deficit for Lionel and Sam is going to be very big after the swim, because there's so many people on the list and they can't really get through. Then probably I'm going for like Yale Gaines.
I think it will make the gap smaller. Yeah, I think it will make the deficit smaller for him. Yeah, because it will just string out into one longer line for longer, so you'll get pulled along for longer.
Yeah,
you'll get blocked up, and you won't be able to get through. But it wouldn't matter anyway, because after 200 meters, if you get dropped, they weren't going to be able to swim back up anyway. Mm-hmm. But I think it will just stretch out, and it will mean that you're in that, like, in the feet of someone for longer. Someone's in the feet of someone else. So I reckon that although you could get out of the water in, say, 40th, you might only be 90 seconds down or 1 minute 45 down. The only problem is, what would screw you over is if someone gets out in front of you who's got a quick start, but they're not a very good swimmer.
Yeah.
And then they slow it down loads, and then you get in a pack which is barely moving. Yeah. And then you're screwed. Then you've got to lead it. That's like, so as long as you get out fast, you're probably going to have a really good swim, because as long as you don't get on the feet of someone who's a crap swimmer.
Where would you place yourself? Top 10? So your goal is for this race, going for the Ironman Pro rankings, and that means you want to limit your time to the first placer, as what the gap to be like as small as possible, right? That is the goal.
Yeah.
Placing doesn't and really to, matter.
And to your rivals as well, who you think in the series.
Yeah.
Because obviously for someone like Yale Gaines, it doesn't really matter. He's not going for the Ironman Pro series, is he?
Yeah.
So it's mainly looking at people that are going for it. So like Matt Hansen, Patrick Langer, and all them guys.
Yeah.
Seeing how I compare to them. And in the 70.3s, for me, being as close as possible and like limiting my losses there. My best case scenario, if I got a top six in the race, I'd be well chuffed to that. That would be a result. But the main thing is to limit your losses and be as close to the guys that you're going to be fighting out with for the series as possible. So hopefully have a good swim. Do what I can on the bike and make sure I don't go too hard, because I think that's maybe some of the problems I've made in the past 7.3 is yeah. Going too hard on the bike and anything in the run. So I'll definitely be racing conservative on the bike, and then hopefully having a decent run, because I'd like to do a decent run to finish it off.
And how would you place yourself against my dark horse called Matty Weiss?
Mate, looking at Matty Weitz, what he's been hitting on YouTube, he should kick my ass. Like, the numbers that guy's pushing, he's swimming better than me, he's biking better than me, he's running better than me. I shouldn't be able to even come close to him. But this is real life. That's YouTube. We'll see on race day. Like, but if you go by what people say on social media, it seems like I'm going to have a real hard time against him, you know. He's looking for a 500 watt FTP. I'm looking for 350.
What I would find hard is, and this is just about going off of this in general, if you would do all your training indoors, you have no flipping clue what you can do outdoors.
He reckons it's 30% easier, because John saw a post that he put yesterday. He thought his cat power meter was overreading, because the power felt so much easier.
Yeah, but apart from that, I mean, if you've always done a static ride on the trainer, it's different than doing it outdoors, isn't it? Because you've got so many small muscles in your lower back and in your core that you need to work if it's windy, that you don't train on a trainer.
And this course has a lot of like little undulations, I think, as well, and some hills and some turns and stuff like that. It's more of like a European kind of course from what the roads seem like here. We can't get on the proper course because on a military base. Yeah. But from riding around a lot of the roads here, they are a lot more technical than what you normally get in America. Like, you know, when we were in Florida and Texas, it was literally ride straight for 10K and then a 90 degree left. It's not like that here. It's more what we get back home. So that's going to test you a bit more. It's more of a cyclist course.
All right. Quickly over to the women's start list. Who's your top three there?
Well, mate, it sounds really bad, but I haven't even really looked to see what women are racing properly. Like,
well, my number one is going to be Taylor Knipp, obviously, going off that list.
Why is she not racing Singapore, though? I don't get that. Like, if you're, I'd be right livid if I was the T100 and, like, people were like, you know, you've paid her a contract to turn up to the T100 race. She just can't do it. And then she's racing Oceanside 4 days before, 5 days beforehand.
Don't you reckon she can do both?
Yeah, but she could do, but she's not.
It's strange, though, how that works. But I don't.
John has just given me the start list, so I can see now. So I'll listen to your top three anyway, and then I'll give you a punt.
Tamara Jewett, Taylor Knipp, and Emma Pellen Brown.
Ooh, I'm gonna go for my pick for the win. I would probably say Taylor Nibb. Like, she's gonna be hard to beat, isn't she? Yeah. Holly Lawrence for second, and third place. It is a mixture between, for me, Paula Finley or Tamara Jewett.
Like a mixture, like Chelsea like a Dragon Sidaro, Ball Z. I see. Sorry?
Yeah, I see Chelsea Sidaro's racing mate. I'll go for Paula Finley for third to make it a bit different. Don't really want to say the same person as you.
Yeah. Also because we're podcast besties.
Tamara Jewett does run so flipping well though, don't she?
I know.
Will I get chicked by Tamara Jewett on the run? Will she chick me on the run? If you had to bet, if someone said, you have to put everything you own on that, what are you doing?
Well,
lose everything you've got.
If I would go off your 70.3 history, I would say you're borderline of getting chicked on the run because she runs a 115 so often.
Exactly. You and can take it all into the count. She's done a 113, mate. She's done a 113.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going for then?
Well, I would bet Tamara Jewett.
You own. You're going to lose your house in Amsterdam if you get it wrong. You're going for Tamara Jewett.
I don't own a lot, so probably doesn't. I would go for Tamara Jewett, man. What do I get if I win? Do I get a lot?
You get double what you got.
Well, wow.
You get what? Double. You don't get a lot. You haven't put a lot in.
Yeah, it's double nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's so after the race? I remember when I did St. George, I had my eyes on the flipping Hooters. You know, I thought I'm in America now. I want to go to the Hooters, have a burger, watch some sports, and then go down to the waterfront for some more beers and like catch that real American vibe. What do you feel if you've got a great race afterwards of this one? What have you got your eyes upon?
Going to a cocktail bar. Booked a rooftop bar for after the race.
Oh, you already booked it? Fucking hell, you're confident.
Booked it, yeah. Yeah, I'm confident, mate, that I'm going to be flipping celebrating.
Why did you have
Hey, Lionel, you should have seen your face when I came past you on the bike, man. You'd have shocked. You thought, oh, fuck, even Skipper's come past me on a 70.3.
I mean, I don't think you would want that because that means that he swam faster than you as well.
Mate, he's been on the 35K a week program, isn't he?
He is. He has been swimming flipping shitloads. This is going to be your first race, isn't it, this season?
Yeah.
I'm curious how he's going to go. But
hopefully, yeah. All right. And I will say as well, we've got a restaurant booked 4 p.m. Thursday. I will just get the name of it up for people to come. Bit of a meet and greet down there. It's at the Stratford at the Harbour, 4 p.m. Argonne are going to be there. Wove Bikes are going to be there. There's going to be some pros that are going to be there. And it's going to be like a bit of a, you know, meet and greet kind of thing.
Who would they want to meet and who would they want to greet?
Well, they might want to meet me. They might not. There'll be others there. Tamara Jewett's actually going to be there. Trevor Foley's going to be there. And hopefully a couple of others. So
are they all Argonne athletes?
What's that?
Are they all Argonne?
No, not all Argonne athletes. Not all. Tamara is, but there's other guys that are sponsored by Wove who do the saddles and stuff.
Okay.
But it's a bit low-key. We're going to have a bit like a bit of a talk and stuff, talk about the race, training stuff, how it's all gone, some other stuff, a bit of banter. And then they do some good food and drinks there and stuff. So we've booked it for 4 p.m. to get there a bit beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, if people want, they can get some food.
Wow. You should be an event planner someday if you stop sports.
Yeah.
Oh damn, I'm missing out, man. Oceanside is going to be such more fun race than Lanzarote.
I flipping told you to come out there and do Oceanside.
I know, but it's
Texas.
Just mate, it came too early for me, you know. I'm just back in training 12 weeks, less than 12 weeks.
Yeah, but you just get the race done and then afterwards get back in training, bang it out for a bit. You got Texas. You're going to be huge pace lines in Texas and stuff, and probably in this one, and you'd be right in the melee, mate. Like, and to be honest, after 7.3, you can normally get back into training fairly fast, can't you?
Yes, but still, it's I can't be a month off. I need to be in Amsterdam for the works, you know.
What works?
I'm busy. Remember setting up a company, so I just gotta work all week or throughout the week. So
let
I can't...
your delegates do it, mate. You're a YouTuber now. You and Lionel Sanders are up there.
I know. 4 weeks of US, flipping hell, that is awesome, isn't it? Anyway, so the race is this Saturday, then you're going off to Texas, and that race is on the 27th, right?
Going to Tucson for a bit, mate, in between to do some training. And I've got the hire car. I booked it in LA, driven it down to near San Diego, and I've got to get this hire car. This was actually a low, I should have said. The right fuck up this was. I've got to get it to Houston in Texas.
So. Huh?
Yeah, got to drive at 1,500 miles somehow. But so went to get this car, flew in, stayed the night at the airport hotel because we got in at like 8:30 at night. So by the time we'd like picked bags up and stuff, it was like 9:30. So I thought we'd stay the night, drive down the next day to Oceanside. So anyway, I go for a run in the morning. So I say to Laura, I'll run to pick the car up. So she gave me her card because I had actually lost my wallet. I found it before I came out and then I couldn't remember where I flat put it, so I lost it again. So I didn't even know. Like, and the taxi was there when I went in the house to quickly find it. And I'm thinking, bloody hell, we've got to get to the airport. I'm thinking, I'm just going to have to bail. Laura's got her card, so that'll do. And they have Apple Pay everywhere, don't they, in America? I'll be fine. So anyway, go to pick up the car. And they wouldn't let me, even though it had already been paid for and everything in advance, they wouldn't let me use the card because it obviously weren't in my name. And then we said, can we get Laura on the video call? Because she was waiting with Arabella and stuff, like, so you can see us the person. Because obviously they've got her ID. Like, I've got her driving license, what I've handed. But they wouldn't do it. They said, no, she's got to be here. Cause she'll need to be the main driver on the thing and not an additional driver if we're using her card. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they then had to come to the car hire. So you can imagine they weren't too happy. So they get to the car hire place. And then the guy says, oh, you've got the car until you're going to hand the car back at Phoenix International Airport. Where are you flying to? What time's your flight? And I said, I haven't even booked a flight yet, mate, so just do it as late as possible without charging us for the extra day. He said, oh, you haven't booked a flight. Well, you can't use this card then to put the deposit on because it's a debit card. And then Laura's like, well, that's the only card I've got. And he's like, no, you can only use that card if you're flying out on the same day. It was the most ridiculous rule I've ever heard. I don't even know how it makes any sense because we weren't flying out on this day, so we couldn't use that card. I said, well, that's all right, I'll just book a cheap flight from wherever, Phoenix to wherever the cheapest location was. Found a flight, it was like 18 quid. I said, I'll book this. He said, no, you can't do that now because all your details haven't been put on the system for the flight. It's too late. And we're like, what? Like, I never heard this rule before. Anyway, he goes and gets the manager. The manager comes back and Laura goes, well, we're actually flying out back to the UK on the 30th of April from Houston. And he says, all right, how about this then? I'll change your car details to the 30th of April and I'll throw in the extra week for free, but you've got to get the car to Houston. And they're like, all right. It seemed like the only way we were going to get it, to be honest. Didn't really have much choice. So now we've got to get this car to Houston.
From Oceanside.
From Oceanside, yeah.
Flipping hell. They don't care car's about the no environment.
Car's an absolute banger, mate. It's got no sat nav. It's like flipping, God knows how many years old. I can't understand from their like registration plates, but it's we had a good one. The first car died on us, mate, and had to get picked up from the driveway, and then they dropped us off with this absolute banger.
But you're right now in Oceanside. You need to drive all the way to the other side of the country to Houston. And you were originally supposed to fly there.
I hadn't booked a flight to Houston yet. I was hoping that I could rope someone in to drive and all my stuff there. And I'm still hoping I can from Tucson. But worst case scenario, could be a bit of a drive, mate. But whatever happens, that car has to get to Houston Airport.
But these, do you know these road
trips? You could see the amount of crap I've got, mate. I can't be going to the airport and packing everything up again. It's just the thought of that makes me shudder, mate. I'd rather be driving in by myself to Houston than pack all that stuff up again.
Is it what? It's just like a suitcase and like a bicycle box, isn't it?
No, mate. No, it's two suitcases for me. a bike box. Laura's got a bag. Then we've got Arabella's bag, all the carry-on hand luggage stuff. Got a buggy, a car seat. It's like we've come over, mate. It's like we've moved over to the US. You should have seen it. Like, it filled up a whole bloody Dodge Grand Caravan, just us lot.
Wow. And then, last but not least, you should watch one of the movies first, like Beethoven or something, and the other one, Meet the Parents or Meet the Fuckers or something, where they go along on this mega caravan, the Cruise America thing, and they cruise around America. That's going to be you and the old pickup truck, isn't it?
Oh, mate, you're the caravaner, aren't you? I don't need to watch them. I could get some advice from you. Like, what advice would you give me for a road trip like that then, having been an experienced caravaner yourself? How can I get through it without having
first of all,
for an IMA?
As soon as you get into the car, you need to know the journey is not about speed. The journey starts as soon as you get into the car, you know? Because previously, whenever you got in the car, you knew, all right, I'm going to get this journey over, and then holiday starts, right? But now, as it's a road trip, same with a caravan or a camper van, the journey starts as soon as you get into the truck. So whatever, you need, just need to sit back, put on some banging Texas tunes and enjoy the scenery. You know,
I can't,
stop.
I've not even got Bluetooth in this car, so you can't even put your own music on.
But they've got like a radio sat nav or something, like a radio.
Oh, yeah, they've got radio. They've got no sat nav in the car. It's an absolute banger, mate. The radio's horrendous. I've been going through them.
And how cool that's is that? If you're like on these long highways and after like 190 miles in the middle of flipping nowhere, you end up as this died down gas station. You've got this small pop. You step in there and you could see someone on the bar sipping a Diet Coke, and you speak to him like, "Hey fella, what's your story?" And then you're like, "Well,
yeah,
I'm Joe Skipper, the Ironman athlete that got screwed over by the rental company."
It would be like Jeepers Creepers, won't it? Like John said, we'll be driving around like some highway and some big American truck will be like checking down like in the middle of the night. You know, we look in our like tail mirrors and we've got the Dodge Grand Caravan's like too slow to outrun them. It can't corner fast enough to drop them on a technical bit. So we're just sitting ducks, mate, in the middle of like New Mexico.
Dude,
like,
you're gonna,
I can sit now.
The two of you have got to sleep in these motels in the middle of flipping nowhere. That's a checklist thing. How do you call it? Like a bucket list. Yeah.
Sleeping in a dodgy motel where they probably make a snuff film from or something like that.
But I am going to challenge Valersee and challenge Road with my flipping caravan and with Pepe. I'm going to make a video series again, like what I did in St. George.
Oh, man. Pepe's going to be killing it. Your YouTube value is going to be going up and up, isn't it? You're going to get wax from soon. I could do with Pepe.
Well, no, but challenge Roth in a caravan, man, that is a win, isn't it? I mean, you might be Ditlev, but he ain't sleeping in a caravan.
No, exactly. He's not going to be as happy as you, is he?
Have you got a bullshit buster?
No, not really. What about you, John? I've got John here. He's like, have you got a bullshit buster, John?
Have I got
them? No, he hasn't. What about you, Tom?
Well, I haven't seen the video, so I hope you have. But have you seen the Norwegian test video?
Is that the one where they post it on Santara Tech?
Yeah, I think so. Or on Christian, his YouTube. 10%
What is it? Just tell us what it is, because I might have heard about it.
There's like another pro. I just named it, but I cut that bit out. He sent me over a bullshit buster. And what he said was, check the rectal thermometer. You have a new bullshit buster. If that's the cost to be an Olympic champion, no thank you.
What, so they're putting a thermometer up his bum?
Yeah, to check the temperature.
So what's the point in all the call centers then? If you've got like 10 call centers on you, but you still need to put something up your ass, why are you bothering with call centers then? Surely they're the bullshit buster, aren't they?
The call center.
If that's what it takes, I don't want it enough. I'll take the silver and keep my dignity.
I don't know. I haven't seen the video, so I had hoped you'd seen it because you're always all over YouTube.
No, I haven't seen it.
But yeah, I would say the bullshit buster is then the core temperature, the core meters.
Yeah, the core meters, because they obviously don't do shit, do they? It's just for publicity, isn't it? Because if they worked, why would you need to put a thermometer up your ass? if they're meant to be that good. Because I've seen him, I've seen pictures of him. There's one on his forehead. There's like bloody three across his chest. One on his legs. Yeah. Even his toes have got one. But obviously, what are they actually doing? If you still need to take your core temperature inside.
The amount of thermometers he has on his body, that's the amount of bottles you have on your bike.
He has all these, he's got more, mate. He's got all these thermometers, but no way to cool himself down, has he? So like, you know, it's like a car, isn't it? If your engine's overheating, that's great. The car's telling you that your engine's overheating, but how the fuck do you cool it down? You know, like, what are you doing to stop it?
Shall we, have you got an Instagram post of the week?
No, I haven't, mate. I haven't really seen anything that's taken my fancy. I feel like a bit of a letdown on this. I had no bullshit buster, no Instagram post.
But you had your chat on Oceanside. All right, then we're going to wrap it up. Everyone, thanks for listening this week. Hopefully the audio is all right as Jody is recording this from his MacBook. You can always also watch this on YouTube. It's a bit late now because if you hear this, is the end of the episode. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Good luck, mate.
Cheers, see ya.
One second with...